ESFP, extroverted, sensing, feeling, perceptive type. Before we talk about this type, let me first say a word of introduction, reference, generalizations. I'll try to avoid sweeping generalizations, but on occasion I fall into that trap. And if I should, please excuse the always or the never. Likewise, if I don't make a translation for maleness or femaleness, please make that allowance, because the intent with the type, or with this tape, is for the individual to understand differences. So if you are an ESFP, you may pick up some awareness about yourself. And if you're not an ESFP, you may see where this type is different from every other type. Type watching is never an excuse. It is only an introduction towards understanding yourself, and in understanding yourself, to learn and use more creatively and dynamically your unique differences. That's what it's all about. And the ESFP is uniquely different. Fun, exciting, even bubbly, but more than all of that, they are grounded in the here and now. They live for the moment, and while given to effervescence, they translate that effervescence into whatever is right here and now. Tremendously exciting type. They're fun to be around. You never know what's going to happen next. You never know what's going to be said next. You never know what they're going to do next. And you can't beat that for a thrill a minute. Delightful in their capacity to see human needs and cut through all the baloney that keeps needs from being met. They get at the heart of the matter in a hurry. And as a type, they have a phenomenal capacity for short-circuiting systems that would block meeting human need and getting to it. That's the beauty of an ESFP.
They're very lively and with some marvelous quips that they can take as what's happening right now and translate that into a fun retort or something that's totally unexpected. But sometimes they can be somewhat abrupt, but they will tend to be careful and want to incorporate the human aspect into that so that there's harmony also with that. But fun, never know what's going to happen with an ESFP. And they love the differences and the change that's right around the corner as much as a different type can't stand that kind of abrupt change. This one thrives on it and thinks it's fun, never knowing what's happening next.
Perhaps somewhat overstated, but for the ESFP, all of life is a surprise. Every day is a new surprise. And they come at life, if you could say it this way, they come at life saying, "Hello, day, surprise me, because I'm going to surprise you." And if you can set that into some other types who don't deal well with surprises, the ESFP comes across as one whom we don't know how to deal, or it comes across as a type we don't know what to do with them next. And we write them off frequently with bad names, with impatience. These are the ones that are extremely literal. And part of their humor is in taking everything so literal. But one of the things is that they're not doing it to be humorous. They're doing it because that's what you said. And as a result, they can often misappropriately read. They can be seen as so very different than all the rest. Because for an ESFP, we never want to be bogged down by a plan or by a long-range concern, because we've only got today and we don't have tomorrow till it gets here. So let's make today just as exciting and full as we can.
They're very practical. And they really are able to take what comes along in a very easygoing manner. So while other people may be fretting about how this is going to be construed or what's going to happen, they just take with ease what's happening and just change it around to make it whatever they need to do to make it workable.
And it goes, in a sense, both ways, because the ESFP can be interruptive, and the ESFP doesn't mind interrupting. And as a result of that, it's just an odd sort of a situation. So as you come into an ESFP's life, that's a surprise, and they love it. By the same token, they come into your life that way. And as a result, you may not be so quite appreciative of that. And it gets to be exceedingly difficult. This is unique to this type. Remember, we said at the beginning, they love surprises and they like being surprised. That's unusual. And as a result, guess what? Careers are surprises because the ESFP doesn't know from, I don't want to say one day to the next, but at least one year to the next what they're going to do. They may start college and stop college and go back to college later. They may start a job, change jobs, and go back to another job, or start a whole brand new job. They may be entrepreneurs for a bit, but even that will wear thin. They love detail work, but hey, if it's routine detail work, it gets boring. And so they start slipping up or losing things. When you want a system shortcutted, you call an ESFP. And I mean even something as big as the bureaucracy. They can find ways through it, around it, under it. They know everybody. Again, everybody's a general, but they know people in the bureaucracy. So suddenly when you need something, they've got friends in places that they can just pull this or get that or take care of this or shortcut that. And it's amazing. So when you need something done, whammo. With little regard for routine or the rules or regs, the ESFP gets it done and brings it to you in hand and made 100 new friends along the way. So the next time something else has to be done, they've got a whole new fleet of people to whom they can turn for help. That's one of their tremendous capabilities. You'll find them in support services. You'll find them in elementary teaching. You'll find them in music and in the teaching career generally, but specifically they like to deal more with the younger kids because that's where the action is rather than in the older kids. Frequently they make tremendous artists, music, musicians, that sort of thing. One of the problems that they run into is because of their need for action, they tend to have low interest in hanging around a college for an education in order to be a musician, because frequently they already have good skills along that line, and why do I need a degree in it? So they'd rather get out and do than go on with the studying. When they get sick of doing, guess what? They may come back to study again. Mm-hmm. And so their careers are really many and varied. The thing to keep in mind, if you are an ESFP, no matter what you're doing now, chances are you'll be doing something differently a year or two from now. And by the same token, if you're relating to an ESFP, don't be alarmed when they suddenly tip the card upside down, because for them that's a surprise and some new job changes or exciting things will fall out from the upside down cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the jobs that I envision them being in are very hands-on than sort of jobs, because as a dominant extroverted sensor, they're going to have very low patience with a lot of theoretical aspects with any kind of either school-related stuff or jobs sort of thing. As if I can't make it work and do it and implement it and see how it, you know, falls into place and goes, I'm not sure I want to hang around for that.
And that's why they're frequently in the lower echelons of the corporate and bureaucratic world, because they would rather find ways to manipulate that system, to shortcut that system, to deliver goods to people in the upper echelons. Now, they could be up there, but they didn't want to take the time to punch the tickets to get themselves to the top. Our experience is that when they do that, when they take time to punch the tickets, they make it to the top in the military, to the very top, general officers. They make it to the top in the bureaucracy, all the way to undersecretaries of this, that, or the other thing. And they make it to the top in the medical world. We've met a number who are in the family practice end of medicine. But again, that's more the hands-on interpersonal aspect of medicine. But those are, again, the exceptions who have taken the time to go through the schooling to punch the ticket
to put up with an awful lot of stuff that most SPs in general have low patience with.
Exactly.
Because it's like, we don't want to have to be dealing with all the, to say it nicely, all the crap in life. You know, it looks like, you know, so much wasted time, so much game playing, so much stuff that doesn't translate here and now, and let's do it honestly and straightforwardly and implement it. But it's game playing for us. And that's difficult for the ESFP to get through an awful lot of that, to hang in with it.
Yeah, thank you. And I only share that to say that if they do what you've just said, Janet, then they indeed do show up very commendably in a cross section of the professions. But more often than not, as a type, they'd rather not play those games. They'd rather go out and make today a new surprise. And guess what? Home and family is one big surprise. The SPs generally, and the ESFP perhaps most specifically, well, at least is a practical jokester. And so, again, here comes the family setting. Every single moment of the day, in a sense, is going to be a new surprise. So what's for dinner? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Surprise me, and I'll surprise you. What are we going to do today? I don't know. Surprise me, or I'll surprise you. What are we going to do for a vacation? July is coming. I don't know. We'll deal with that when it gets here. Isn't it fun and exciting?
Let's find something new to do that we haven't done before.
Yes, by all means. And as a result, and that translates into every aspect of the family situation. And so an ESFP can be heading in one direction, and instantly along comes a new surprise, and they follow that direction, and they're gone for the immediate moment or whatever. And again, if you're not that type, all of a sudden the schedule that you have worked for the day falls through the crack, and dinner isn't on time, or this doesn't happen, or you're not home on time for dinner, or whatever, as an ESFP, because a new surprise came along and led you astray. Now, the fun side of that translates into a family that tends to be enthusiastic, tends to be pretty easygoing, tends to roll well with those kinds of things if they have adapted to any of the ESFP behavioral parent. They pick that up, and if they can't, it's one of those deals, if you can't lick them, you join them. And so even as a J child with ESFP parents, I may have some trouble with all the surprises, but I've learned to roll with it easier than others, because it's such a unique order of the day. The home is generally a happy place where people come and a lot of excitement dwells. Neatness is not as important as is furniture and a house that's been lived in. And so it may get changed around. It may be restructured, meaning the actual furniture may be changed for the sake of change. The whole daily decor of the family situation is surprise. And that's both exciting and growthful. And so if you're an ESFP parent, that's what gets conveyed to the other members of the family. ESFP children, they need a lot of strokes as EFs. They're not going to clean up. They're not going to keep their rooms orderly. They're not going to have a lot of caring for following through, particularly from seventh grade on. No matter how bright they are, school is going to be diminishing in its excitement to them. The first six grades are going to be fun. Beyond that, the ESFP is going to have more motivation and stroking in order to hang in there, because from their perspective, school becomes less hands-on and more theoretical. Mm-hmm. And remember, we said at the beginning, this is the one that's most grounded, along with the ESTP, is the most grounded in outer world reality. So, if you can't fix it, forget it. If I can't do it now, I don't want to be worrying about homework next week. I got to be in the here and now.
I would envision that the later years of high school, or the high school years for the ESFP, are going to be much more attuned to the social life than the academics.
Clearly. These are your party people. Let's convert this job to that kind of a party. So if I've got to study, let's have some friends over. We can do the studying, but we also can do this. We can make popcorn. We can do something else. If it's warm, we could even do some swimming. But we can do things in addition to the study that make the study very palatable. And that's what really drives an ESFP. It would be almost like you look at the ESFP child and say, well, what do you want to do today? And the ESFP would say, why don't you surprise me? Because if you don't surprise me, the ESFP is saying somewhere in the back of their mind, I'm going to surprise you, because we're going to do something.
The ESFP is very social, at work, at home, or at play. They're bubbly, bright, and big-hearted, y'all. They'll usually spice up your day. They pay attention to the rules that help them. The others don't even exist. Things that are deep and depressing go to the bottom of the list. They're fun and they're free and they're fanciful. They'll try to care one more thing even though they have the fun. And that's why everybody loves an ESFP. Is their fun and they're free and they are fanciful. They'll try to care just one more thing even though they're having fun. That's why everybody loves an ESFP.